People can't walk through walls, but butterflies can go over them. That might make me sound a bit like a 1960s throwback equating people with butterflies. But in some parts of the country, the butterfly has become an important symbol for immigrants. At Swarthmore College, outside of Philadelphia, you might spot butterflies on some office doors. Here's reporter Emma Jacobs.
Maria Soraya Castaneda grew up in North Carolina, but was born in Mexico. She moved to the States with her family when she was three. She's also undocumented, and now a junior at Swarthmore College, where she feels like a little bit of a pioneer.
We don't really know, like, what undocumented students they had before, but we were under the impression there weren't that many. And once we got here, we had to be the ones to sort of, like, bring up what we would like to have here.
When she says we, she's referring to herself and Miguel Gutierrez, a fellow student also from Mexico.
He's from Arizona and I'm from North Carolina, which are pretty anti-immigrant states. So I think, like, we've talked about how growing up, like, we were used to people, like, giving us backlash for our status.
On campus, though, Castaneda still wonders whether some people think she doesn't belong here.
Sort of listening to conversations to see, like, where they're leaning towards and, like, to, like, what I can talk about.
Yeah, for me, like, when I'm trying to talk to a professor, especially if I don't know them very well, I'm trying to figure out to, like, do they know about my experiences?
Miguel Gutierrez wonders, will he have to explain why he can't apply for some internships or study abroad programs? All of this brings us to The Butterfly, and a project that undocumented students started here following a program at Berkeley in California. It seems simple. Participants receive a butterfly sticker and post it to show support for undocumented students, a safe zone. But Castaneda and Gutierrez also want the stickers to create more understanding about the challenges undocumented students face. So if professors want a sticker for their office, they have to sit down with an administrator to go over basics, like financial aid barriers. Lara Langer-Cohen is an English professor and among the first who elected to participate in the program.
I have to admit, that was, and this is kind of embarrassing, but that was the first time I had thought about what undocumented students were doing on campus, what kinds of problems they were facing.
She sat down for the primer and got the sticker, a butterfly, and the message, "Migration is beautiful." It's now on her office door.
When you see it, the question you ask is, like, what does it mean? So it's been good because it's really initiated conversations, particularly with other faculty.
About the students' efforts, but also about whether they should talk about immigration differently in their classes. Several dozen faculty members applied for stickers, significant on a small campus. The Butterfly Project has also been picked up throughout California and by schools in Florida and Virginia. Castaneda and Gutierrez also got stickers for other students.
I see them on people's laptops, on their doors, and it's, like, really nice. It eased it a little bit where I just, like, walked in and I knew, like, oh, they have this on their door, so they know that we're here.
Undocumented students here also formed a support group, so they know they're not alone. It's small, only about a dozen members. Sometimes it's just to hang out over dinner and a film.
It's been really tough to be, like, among the first to kind of still be figuring out this process. So it became an urgent matter to me. It's like, we need to provide a better space for incoming students.
Gutierrez says he's struck by statistics showing high stress levels among undocumented students. There's uncertainty about parents facing deportation or what happens after graduation. A number of undocumented students here also have DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It's a program created by the Obama administration that protects them, at least temporarily, from deportation. President Donald Trump hasn't canceled DACA, but there's no guarantee he won't. And since Trump's election, Swarthmore has also declared itself a sanctuary campus, joining other universities. The school won't voluntarily share information with or allow immigration agents on campus.
I think people started to realize, like, this is a big issue and these people are, like, at risk.
Gutierrez says that's also meant more requests for stickers. They're printing up a second batch. For The World, Emma Jacobs in Swarthmore, Pennsylvania.